Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. In the ongoing debate about gun control and the Second Amendment, one issue that does not get as much attention as assault-style weapons, licensing, and other contentious matters is that of so-called ghost guns. WHYY's Chris Barish has more on what ghost guns are and why Delaware is banning them.
Ghost guns are untraceable firearms that don't have a serial number. That's because owners buy components, such as an unfinished firing mechanism, and assemble the weapons at home using kits. That means felons, domestic abusers, and others prohibited from having firearms can get them without a background check. But Delaware's General Assembly just banned them, and Governor John Carney plans to sign the bill. New Jersey banned them in 2018. Delaware House Majority Leader Valerie Longhurst was lead sponsor.
This is just another form of accessing a gun and designing a gun that can be out on the street that's untraceable. And you could just literally buy pieces on the internet or have a 3D printer and build your own gun. And I don't think that was the intent of how we were supposed to monitor gun sales.
Mitch Denham of Delaware Gun Rights counters that making your own weapons is an American tradition. He has ghost guns and predicts the ban will get overturned in court.
The day that this goes into law, I am now a felon because I have multiple components listed in here. I have the plans. I have the tools. I'm going to continue to possess them because I don't believe that they have the right to stop me from doing so.
Tracy Murphy runs the Delaware Coalition Against Gun Violence.
Reasonable people don't have objections to a ghost gun ban because they realize that it bypasses something, a law that's already on the books, which is at the very minimal a background check.
The state Senate has also passed measures that limit magazine size and require a license to buy a handgun. The House is expected to vote on them by next week. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.